Welcome to Grow in Grace Podcast, where we want to encourage you to think deeply about God so that you can know Him and love Him better. Join us as we strive to grow in grace together. Welcome to the Grow in Grace Podcast. We thought that we would give you guys a little teaser because we are just so excited to get this thing up and going. We are your hosts, Shanna Dinsmore and Kristen Hargis. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great.
I am so, so excited. We are about to say the same thing. So excited to get this up and off the ground. It's been like 4 or 5 months in, you know, production and trying to figure things out. So we are more than excited and ready to get going and to get to talk to you all. So
yeah, I am so pumped. We have so many things that the Lord has kind of laid on our hearts to share and to dig deep into the Word. And so I'm like really pumped to be able to do this with community, right? Theology is done best in community. And I am so excited. So hey, why don't you get us started and tell us just a little bit about you and kind of what you're up to. How's life? Yeah,
absolutely. So as Shanna said, my name is Kristen. I am living in the great state of not Texas, Ohio. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I've been here for about 6 years now. And I work a full-time job as an account manager. I get the privilege of working from home, which has been delightful. Which has also afforded me the luxury of being able to be super involved at my church. So I'm single. I have a dog and a cat who you might hear in the background from time to time.
Yeah, you will.
Might hear a train from time to time. So just ignore those as we record. But I love my life here in Ohio. Like I said, I am involved in various different ministries at my church, Grace Baptist Church. I am involved in the music ministry and in children's ministry and counseling and the young adult group. So it's just a joy to be able to serve and minister with and to my church. I have two older brothers. I am a missionary kid. I spent the first 12 years of my life on the mission field in Panama. So lots of different background and unique Christian life, I guess you could say. I graduated from a Christian school. I went to an IFB college, and that's where we met.
Yes, and, it is.
Yeah, so it's been a fun life, I guess you could say. But that's kind of where I'm at. How about you? Why don't you introduce us and give us what you're up to?
Yeah. Yeah. I am Shanna and I am married to my best friend, John Eric, my best guy friend.
That's right, Chris. That's right.
It's a fun fact. You guys will hear this often. Kristen and my husband are very similar. And so in dealing with both of them, the Lord just knew. The Lord knows, and He equips me, guys.
The extra grace and patience that you have to
right,
deal with us.
That's right. Bless it, Lord. Yes, but we've been married almost 12 years, and we have two sweet kiddos. Emma, who will be 9 in a couple days, so probably when this goes out, she'll be 9. Yeah. And Oliver, who is 6. And so, yeah, we are in Dallas, Texas. We've been here for about 5 years now. And I'm a homeschool mom. So you'll hear Kristen's like trains and her animals, and you might hear my kids, but that is life. And you're doing life with us now. So welcome to the crazy.
Welcome.
But I go to the Village Church, and we've been here for about 5 years now. And I serve in also various different ministries. I've served in our women's Bible studies as a leader and our training program, which is where we do like theological education in the context of the local church. And I was a leader in that, but now I am mostly in our next gen ministries. I write curriculum and teach on Sunday mornings to a bunch of adorable first graders. Mm. And it's super fun to be able to teach these kids big foundational theological truths because their minds are like little sponges, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's where I am currently with life. it gets crazy. It gets crazy, but the Lord equips and he sustains. And I am so excited for this because you and I, we have so much in common, a lot of years of friendship, which the people will pick up on our banter and sense of humor, I'm sure.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really excited. I think one of the things that you and I really have in common, and that before this podcast was even a thought in our minds, we would have these late night conversations on Zoom, like we're having right now, where we were like discussing and kind of wrestling with all, or at least I was wrestling and you were being patient. I don't know, but we were wrestling with like really big theological truths and like our view of God and having super deep conversations. And so this is, we still do that. I know like my husband would come downstairs and he was like, I'm not even going to ask you what y'all are talking about because I'm sure it's something theological. And I'm like, that's what we do. So now we're just doing it here and inviting other people into the conversation.
Right. Now we're just recording it and letting other people listen in and hopefully be able to chime in as well. So,
yeah. Yeah. I truly, truly believe that theology is done best in community. And you and I are super passionate about our local church and next to our family. That is really, really important to us. And so I believe that that is where theology should be done in community, but we can also have community here and it's doing life with each other this way too. And so I'm really excited to have that. But yeah, Grow in Grace, Kristen. Let's talk about this name. How did we, how did this happen? How did we come up with this?
How did we come up with this? So as we were discussing late last year, of podcast ideas and whether we wanted to do this, and two, what would we call it? Like, it's like every name under the sun feels like it was taken and just didn't fit. And so just
didn't capture our hearts.
Yeah. Didn't capture what we were going for. And God just brought, I don't remember to whose mind, which one of us, but, the passage.
It was you. It was yours.
Was it? I don't remember. Mm-hmm. The passage in 2 Peter 3, it wasn't me, but 2 Peter 3:18. So he closes out his book and saying, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. And that is truly our heart behind this podcast, is helping women specifically to grow in their knowledge of God. What is the quote that you said?
One of the things that Jen Wilkin always says is the heart cannot love what the mind does not know. And so in order to, think like love God, you have to think deeply about him. And so that is our heart, is for people to continue to grow and to, you know, like Christ invites us to this abundant life with him. And I think it's really hard when you're coming out of some legalism or some church hurt or whatever, that you can be kind of jaded by that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to stay in that bitterness. And so what we are wanting to start conversations and to see people grow and flourish, right, in their walk with the Lord. And also, you know, biblical literacy is really important to us, and knowing how to read and study your Bible. Hey, train. I know that I've said this before. So if you listen to the RFP, like our big coming out episode on the
debut episode
on the RFP, I said that one of my favorite quotes is by Charles Spurgeon, which says, discernment is not knowing the difference between right and wrong. It's knowing the difference between right and almost right. And I really think that that is so important, that we are able to build a firm foundation and know truth, right?
Because all around us, we hear things that just sound almost right, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I know we can think about that. Like, every day you hear something or you read something and you're like, wait, that sounds almost right. Is it right? Yeah. And there's just so many different twisting of scripture and, you know, just completely taking scripture out of context.
Yeah.
And so Absolutely. We want everyone to have that foundation of knowing what scripture says, so that when you hear those and it doesn't sit well with you, you can think back, okay, but what does scripture actually say?
Mm-hmm.
And be able to filter everything that you intake as you're reading, as you're on social media, as you're talking with people, as you're listening to podcasts, listening to our podcast, taking it back and saying, but what does scripture say? Does scripture say that? And filtering everything we hear and interact with through scripture.
Yeah. And I think as women, specifically, we tend to be perfectionists, right? Mm-hmm. And we really struggle sometimes with, at least I do, with equating like perfectionism to like and failure. Like I'm a failure as a person if I can't do this. And I think one of the things that the Lord really taught me as I was kind of walking this journey a few years ago was, you know, we're going to have to live in the tension of some things, and that's okay. It's uncomfortable, but he meets us in that uncomfortableness, right? And so that's kind of where we are. We want to walk in this together. And so I'm so pumped. Oh my goodness. So many fun things
so
coming.
Excited.
So many fun things coming. Why don't you maybe tell us like a couple of things that we have on our our fun discussion topic list?
Yes, we have an ever-growing topic list.
Ever-growing.
And some of them are like deep theological truths or things that we want to dive into and invite women to be able to start thinking about these things and then be like the jumping off point or the catalyst to continue your own study at home or with other people in your life, right? But some of them are also just topics that we feel like maybe the church that we grew up in, specifically you and I, didn't teach quite right or, you know, got some things wrong.
Or at all.
So one of the very first episodes that we want to do, because the basis of it, of our Christian walk, right, is the gospel. And so we want to talk about what is the gospel and why does it matter? Is the gospel something that only happens in one instance when you are saved? And is that the only time you need the gospel, or does that gospel actually matter throughout the rest of your life? Is like not saying that justification happens throughout the rest of your life, but that the gospel doesn't matter as I walk, you know, I'm thinking now 30 years out from having been saved, having that salvation moment. Does the gospel matter to me now? Like, is that impactful to my life and my walk now? So that's one of the first things that we're going to dive into.
That's really good.
Let's see. We also teased that we are going to talk about submission. Again, that's one of those.
It'll be fine, guys. It'll be fine.
I'm sure we won't have any pushback on that. We won't hear anything about that subject. And it's honestly, it'll be fun and interesting because we're coming at it from two different areas, right? Like you actively are married, right? And that's one of the biggest areas where you do see submission, especially between human to human, right? Believer to believer. And I'm not, so I don't get to practice that aspect of submission. But we want to see, what does scripture say submission looks like? Who is to submit to whom? And how do we do that well and out of an outpouring and outflowing of our love for God? Let's see. Let me go through.
Yeah. One of the ones that's very important to me, and I kind of touched on a little bit in the RFP episode, is the idea of lament. I don't think that that is covered really at all. And not IFB specific churches, but just in general. I think especially among women, you know, a lot of times we just carry so much on our shoulders and we feel so responsible for so many things. And we are relational and emotional people. Right. And when we always have to act like everything's okay when it's not, like, I don't think that that's not God's heart for us, you know?
Right.
We have emotions and we are allowed to feel those. But there's also, you can lament and God wants you to pour out your heart to him. His shoulders are big enough to take it. But there's a right and a wrong way to do it. Right. And so that's something I really want to get into because I just don't feel like the church has really talked about lament much. And we see it all throughout Psalms, right? with David is just lamenting, and then he always ends in a praise. And so that is something that I really want us to kind of tackle and kind of sit with, you know, that idea of lament. Yeah. And then dun, dun, dun. I do think that we need to talk about the law and legalism. And I think there's a lot of talk out there about that. And every time you hear legalism, you kind of cringe a little bit. But I think as believers, like, the law is good for us, right? The law is good for us. It's not a standard that you have to have in order to earn God's love, which is where I think the narrative gets twisted a lot. But it is something for you to obey, as you were saying earlier, out of an overflow of our love for him, not to earn his love. It's to make us more Christ-like, right? But we don't get to pick and choose what that is to fit our preference. We don't get to do that. That's not how that works. And so I'm really excited to kind of dig into that a little bit. And you and I have kind of teased out maybe having like a Bible study with some friends on here. I think that would be great, especially there's been one book in particular that you and I has changed our life, and maybe we can get a group going for that. And then, you know, maybe have the author on.
That would be, I mean,
yeah, I mean, it'll be fine. So yeah, I'm really excited for this.
Super excited. Know that we have, like I said, a whole list of things that we want to tackle. It will change. It will grow. But we are so excited to invite you all on this journey with us. Bear with us. Yeah. We're new to this. and so, but we honestly just want to invite you in on the conversation. And we are so excited to have this opportunity, and we just want to steward it well.
Yeah. Yeah. Our like mission statement that we have is we want to encourage women to think deeply about God so they can know him and love him more. And that truly is our heart, right? There's no better place to be than in fellowship with the triune God. So I'm so pumped, Kristen. Let's do this.
Super excited. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Grow in Grace podcast. You can find us at growingracepodcast.com for links to all of our social medias, resources we suggest, and to listen to previous episodes. We hope you can join us next time as we strive together to grow in grace.